Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert.
So I get on the internet, and just the last 2 days, I see hundreds and thousands of videos of white people being beat up by black people, especially the video in Macy's of the Macy's employee getting beat up by a black person for literally no reason whatsoever except to make a viral video. And in New York with Bill de Blasio and his area, where all these Black Lives Matter rioters, all these evil, ridiculously stupid black people who are racist, are throwing all these fireworks into people's houses and setting houses on fire. I'm sick of it. This has nothing to do with George Floyd. It's been an entire fucking month. If you want a civil war, just say so. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to deal with you people right now. And I say you people because you are no longer my people. Call me a coon, call me whatever you fucking want, call me Uncle Tom, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of seeing my country get burned to the ground just because you hate white people. Just because all the celebrities tell you, go ahead and burn down all this shit, we'll pay for your bail, so we can blame Donald Trump and saying, Donald Trump has no control over America. America's burning down because, nah, America's burning down because you're burning down America. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I'm tired of this bullshit. It's not fair. You don't get to burn down America just because you don't like Donald Trump. This has nothing to do with George Floyd. It has everything to do with politics. You just don't want Donald Trump to be president. You want to fucking go? Let's go. Oh, you're going to take down this post and my account's going to get banned because I'm inciting violence. You've been doing fucking violence this entire month. You've been inciting violence this entire time with this Black Lives Matter hashtag. Fucking Black Lives Matter. All these celebrities saying Black Lives Matter. All these corporate businesses, all these humongous companies, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, putting Black Lives Matter front and center. That's inciting violence. That's what it was, and they knew that that was what it was. I'm sick of this. If you want to fucking fight, let's go. Let's go right now. I'll take on all of you. You want weapons? Bring weapons. You want to fight with fists? Let's fight with fists. Either you want to fight or you don't want to fight. Stop burning shit down. Be a fucking man. Stop being a fucking punk bitch-ass pussy. If you want to fight, let's fight. I'm tired of it. I'd rather die than live like this. I'm not afraid to die. Let's fucking go. You want a death match? You want to shoot each other? Let's go. You want to stab each other? Let's go. You want to fight their fist? You want a fist fight? Let's go. But stop burning down my country. Stop fucking with my people. I'm tired of this shit. Either you want it or you don't want it. Do you want to fight or not? Why won't you say whether you want to fight or not? Y'all are a bunch of fucking pussies. You want to fight or you don't want to fight? Because you're about to get a fight if you don't fucking answer that question the next week. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm tired of this shit.
Freedom-loving Americans congregate.
Conservative Nation Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Hi, my name is Dr. Kelly Victory. I'm a trauma and emergency physician with a specialty in disaster preparedness and response and the management of mass casualty. For the past two decades, I've been in public health, working with and advising Fortune 500 companies, hospitals, schools, and municipalities, developing plans and training them to respond effectively to the worst ever cases, whether that be a hurricane, a flood, an active shooter, or a pandemic. There's no one in America or around the globe who hasn't been impacted by the recent pandemic of COVID-19. While we clearly mourn the lives of all who became severely ill or died from COVID-19, the vast, vast majority of people haven't been victims of the actual virus, but of our response and our reaction to the outbreak. Millions of Americans have lost jobs, delayed necessary medical care, been isolated from family, missed months of school, and been prohibited from worshiping. Now we find ourselves months into the event, and communities across the country have suffered needlessly and are struggling to find a way out of this mess. My hope is that in this short presentation, I can provide you with information that will allow you to be better informed about COVID-19, and as importantly, more secure and confident to fully return to your lives, your businesses, schools, and places of worship without fear and without limitations. So, what do we know about COVID-19? Well, we know that it's a coronavirus. It's one of 26 major families of viruses. It's named for the microscopic appearance of the proteins that are stuck in the outside of the virus that resemble somewhat of a crown, hence the name corona. Coronaviruses are very common. Upwards of 20% of all common colds are actually caused by coronavirus. We know that COVID-19 is a mild disease in the vast majority of people. 85% of people who contract COVID-19 have few, if any, symptoms at all. Another 10% or so actually become ill the way you might with the flu and need to seek medical care, but only a very small number actually require hospitalization. And although any deaths are tragic, only a tiny fraction have died from this infection. We know that COVID-19 is a novel virus, one that hadn't been previously identified by scientists. But that doesn't mean that our bodies have no idea how to respond to it, as you may have been told. Although you may never have seen this exact virus before, our bodies have seen lots of viruses like it, and the immune system is remarkably capable of adapting. An analogy I might make is that although I've never met you, if I ran into you on the street, I would have a good idea how to interact. I'd know that you're a person, not a tree, a man, a woman, tall or short, and I would have a good idea of how to begin interacting with you, even though I'd never met you before. We know that COVID-19 has the ability to mutate or change its appearance over time. All viruses can mutate, but coronaviruses are especially good at it. The reassuring news is that most mutations end up making the virus weaker or less lethal rather than more. This particular virus doesn't do well when exposed to warm temperatures or to sunshine. It simply can't survive for more than a few minutes when the temperatures are above about 70 degrees, and certainly not when temperatures are in the mid-80s or higher. And finally, coronaviruses tend to be cyclic or seasonal in nature, meaning they have normal increases and decreases based on the weather, typically declining in the warmer months and potentially increasing in the cooler, wetter months. And this is why you may have heard that there could be a second wave in the fall. So who is truly at risk from COVID-19? We know that not everyone is at significant risk from this virus. In fact, as I said previously, most people, the vast majority of people, will not have any significant illness, even if they do contract the virus. The people who we are most concerned about are those who are over the age of 70 and who also have underlying health problems, what physicians call comorbidities. The underlying diseases that we are specifically concerned about are diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and lung diseases like asthma or emphysema. When it comes to risk from COVID-19, overall health is far more important than your chronologic age. In other words, the number of candles on your last birthday cake is less important than how active, fit, and healthy you are overall. Children are at virtually no risk. Only a handful of children throughout the country have had any significant illness from COVID-19, and all of them had serious underlying health issues. In fact, outside of New York City, this virus has essentially been a nursing home problem. The general public has simply not been impacted the way the media and public health officials have led us to believe. Given everything I've just laid out in terms of the nature of the virus itself and those who are truly at risk, I can say that the national response to COVID-19 was horribly misguided. let's start with the idea of social distancing. Social distancing isn't even an established healthcare concept, and certainly not one in the public health. The whole idea of social distancing was based on a theoretical model explored by a high school student in a science fair some years ago, looking at how an infectious disease might hypothetically spread as the result of potential exposures amongst kids at school. In other words, it was never scientifically based as a method for responding to a pandemic. What is a fundamental public health method for controlling the spread of infectious diseases is quarantine. In quarantine, the sick are isolated, kept indoors, away from others. And those who are at significant risk, the elderly and those with underlying diseases, are protected, say by the wearing of masks in public. Keeping healthy people isolated from one another simply isn't necessary. Masks are intended for the ill, when they will be potentially in contact with others, and for those who are caring for them. Multiple medical authorities, including the World Health Organization, the CDC, the New England Journal of Medicine, have now all acknowledged that there is no scientific justification for normal healthy people to be wearing masks. In fact, prolonged mask wearing actually increases the risk of disease to the wearer. People tend to touch their faces much more often when they're wearing a mask. In addition, we end up rebreathing particles that our lungs have exhaled, whether it's pollen, dust, virus, or bacteria particles. They are trapped in the mask, and on the very next inhale, we breathe them back in. Lastly, many people are wearing masks other than surgical or medical masks, and many of them are not porous enough to allow carbon dioxide that we exhale to fully dissipate. So on every inhalation, we breathe back in more carbon dioxide. Furthermore, and very importantly, habitual wearing of masks decreases the body's natural immune response. We're supposed to come into contact regularly with foreign things, bacteria, viruses, all kinds of things. And that's what helps to keep our immune systems on alert, working at full capacity. If you limit your exposure to everything by constantly wearing masks or the overuse of hand sanitizers and disinfectants, your immune system in effect says, apparently I'm not needed. I'll go on vacation, take a nap. And it won't be prepped and ready when you need it to mount the appropriate immune response. So what's the real risk of contracting COVID-19? Despite what you were led to believe, COVID-19 has not proven to be as contagious. The recent New England Journal of Medicine study showed that it really takes quite a significant face-to-face exposure to someone who is sick from the virus for a matter of minutes, and even then, transmission is far from certain. There's a very low risk of contracting the virus from exposure to hard surfaces. The CDC now admits that continuously disinfecting surfaces is unnecessary because the virus simply doesn't live for more than a very brief period of time on surfaces. And lastly, there is a very low risk from exposure to children. It turns out that children who actually have the virus in their noses or mouths harbor a very small amount of it. They have, on average, less than 25%, less than a quarter of the viral load that we find in adults. This may be part of the reason that children simply don't become sick with the virus, but it also means that we don't need to be concerned about being in close contact with them.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above to photographing homes for realtors all the way to mapping, I Am the Sky Drone Services LLC affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services LLC at 505-317-8741 or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while they serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years. Their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. Most people do not realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, and coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you is expensive. Traveling home for emergencies is too. The military doesn't cover these, and the list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for families, and it's unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to give them a helping hand by sending in donations. That is where we come in. SAMFAM Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost morale and peace of mind for active duty military by helping their families. We also want to assist retired veterans in the same way. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now here is where we ask for your help. Checks made out to SAMFAM Inc. and sent to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donation will go to helping these families. Make sure to let us know where you heard about this so we can know how you found out about our services. Your donations are tax deductible, and may God bless you.
If you're asking Rush, why you spend so much time in this Russia stuff, it's over. It isn't. The people behind it, the thinking behind it, the objective behind it is still operative. It's still going on. It's just transferred over now to the virus. Mine is an education project. Look at it that way. We'll be back and continue in a moment. I'll tell you something else that's starting to red flags up? You probably have already noticed this. All these blue state governors, they want to keep their states locked down. It's purely political. But what are they depending on? They're depending on the red states. The red states that are opening up. The red states are going to get the economy kickstarted. The red states are going to create capital and money to transfer to pay these people their stupid welfare costs and whatever else they're using to bleed this country dry while their population sits home, doesn't work, waits for the federal check to show up. And they sit around and they trash the supposedly reckless red states. I cannot tell you how this irritates me. The red state government, like Kemp in Georgia, and any number of these people are doing the right thing. They're trying to get their people back to work for all of the right commonsensical, human, and humane reasons. To protect lives, to protect livelihoods, the United States economy, the state economy. And then you go to a blue state, and it's the exact opposite. They shut down and lock down, and they want to remain locked down until July or August or whatever. And nothing is going to open and nothing is going to happen. And they fully expect the red states to sit there and essentially pay for it. Folks, I'm going to tell you, these next 4 months are going to be a veritable war like we have not seen. The American left, the Democrat Party, is going to do its best to keep this economy shut down, to extend and expand that shutdown, and blow up their own country's jobs just to ensure that Trump loses.
You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
because this young man saw on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best that's ever been. Johnny, you're on up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. This show and fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hit. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Ready that you don't like no cow, no. Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found him out, run, boys, run.